Did you bring a gazette?
Yes, I did, but you just get on with sweeping, wasting all your time.
You can finish it yourself. Give me that paper.
Oh, well, take it. Suppose there won't be nothing else done around here, you can see that blamed ad.
Shucks. Where'd they put the ad? I told them they had to go on the front page.
Oh, you ought to know they wouldn't put it on the front page. There ain't no ads at all on the front page.
Yeah, but this is kind of special. Dad darn if they didn't put it clear back on the fourth page, Zeb. I'm going right over there making things.
Oh, keep your shirt on, can't you? Won't do you a darn bit of good to go over there. The paper's printed now. How's your ad look?
Well, she don't look so... Oh, gosh, ding it. Look at that.
What?
Look what they've got on at the top of my ad. Lost and found.
Well, what of it?
What of it?
Yes.
The blame fools. The horse ain't lost and found. He's just lost.
Oh, you don't
understand. If you was found, why in the blazes would I put in the ad? Shucks. I'm going right over there.
Now, wait a minute, Deb. It don't mean your horse is lost and found.
I'd like to know why it don't.
Well, it don't.
Can't you see it with your own eyes?
Yes, but listen, can't you? They just put that at the top of all the things that's lost and found. See, there's a lot more of them.
Shucks. Maybe these other things is found, but my horse ain't. I'm going right over there and getting a piece
you
of my...
You just sit down there. Some of the things is lost, and some is found. You see now?
Yeah, I suppose so. But them people that put the ads in there when their stuff is found is just plumb crazy, if you ask me.
Oh, confound it. Can't you understand nothing? When it says found, it ain't the people that lost it that puts the ad in. It's the ones that finds it.
You mean if somebody finds my horse, he'll put the ad in?
Yes, if you...
Them people over at the Gazette is just dead darn robbers.
Why?
Why didn't they tell me that before? Save me all that trouble putting the ad in the first place. I'm going over there and...
Hold your horses now, Eb. There's nothing you can do about it at all. Did you get the ad the way you wanted it?
I ain't had time to look yet.
Well, look at it.
It says, lost, a horse by the name of Flash Peters. I guess that's right. Race horse, navy blue on one side and sorrel on the other. Gosh dang it, I told you to put it navy blue on the outside and sorrel on the inside.
Yes, that's right, you did, and that's the way I wrote it.
That darn fools. I'm going right over there.
Now, don't lose your temper. Don't lose your temper. Anybody that sees a horse with navy blue on it any place will answer the ad more likely.
Well, maybe they would. Let's see here. It looks kind of like a new moon would look with legs on it. Well, they got that right anyhow.
Yeah.
Don't like... Oh, shucks.
What?
Gosh darn it, I told you to put down, don't like bees, didn't I?
Why, yes, that's what you said.
Well, just look what the dad darn fools put in.
What?
Don't like beer.
What?
I'm going right over there, Zeb,
oh,
and I'll...
Oh, no, you're not. Now, listen, you just get into a lot of trouble. You can't make them change.
Get away from there, Zeb. Maybe that's about my horse. Start the conversation. Yeah, so this is Zeb. What? You do? Yes, the reward is $25. Yes, cash.
I see we won't make it $22.50.
You keep out of this. Hello? Where is he? Where? Oh, you dad darn fool, go to blazes.
Who was it?
I don't know who the blamed fool was. He said my horse was in lockbox number 72 at the post office.
In the post office box? That's pretty darn good.
Don't see nothing so funny about it. Dad darn foolishness.
Well, you might as well laugh as cry about it. You better get on with your sweeping now. It's pretty near noon already, Ed.
How can I sweep and think about my horse all the time? Looks like somebody...
Well, you better answer it. Find out who it is this time.
Yeah. You started there. Hello, can't you hear? Yeah, that's better. Yes, it's Deb talking. What? Yeah, my ad in the Gazette. Where? Well, I don't know about that. Wait a minute. Zeb, he says if I promise to put the $25 under the old bridge at midnight tonight, he'll tell me where my horse is.
Well, you're doing fool. Go ahead and promise. If you don't find the horse, you need to put the money there.
Hello? Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, cross my heart. All right, where is he? Doggone it. Hey, wait a minute. Who are you? Who? Hello? Oh, dad, darn it. Hello? Dad, dang it, he hung up.
Who was it this time?
Oh, he said he found a red hare and some horseradish he was eating this morning, and he thinks my horse is in the bottle.
Oh, what in tarnation is he talking about? Who was it?
I don't know.
Now, let me answer it. I'll fix him. I'm showing it. I'll fix him. Now, you sit down there. I'll tend to him this time. Hello? No, Eb ain't here just now. This is Eb Winterbottom's partner. You don't say. Where is he? Over to your house?
Here, give me that phone.
Hello? Wait a minute. Now, Eb, let me handle this.
Hey, give me that phone. It's my horse, ain't it?
Dagnabbit, take it then. I won't have nothing more to do with it.
Hello? Yes, this is Eb. I was, but I just come in, yes. You say you found my horse? Oh, you think you have, huh? Where? Ah, shucks. Bad turn it. Gosh darn fool, anyhow.
What'd he say?
Oh, he said he had a horsehair sofa over to his house. It's been navy blue once, and he thought that it might be my horse. Mm-hmm. I'm getting dad darn good and tired of this. Mm-hmm. A lot of dad darn foolishness.
Here, wait a minute. Where are you going? You ain't finished your sweeping yet.
I don't care if it never gets finished. I'm going over to the Gazette office to see if they've got any replies over there.
Well, you better go to the post office while you're out. Hey, take a look in the box number 72. I wish to goodness he'd find that horse when he's going to. He's done a dead vain bit of work since he lost him. Yeah, I suppose he'll have to finish his sweep himself. Hello, Hector.
Say, Mr. Winterbottom, where's Mr. Peters?
Well, I just went over to the Gazette office.
Oh, gosh. Oh, shucks. That's too bad.
Why? Well, what you so anxious to see Eb for?
A business. A big business. Gosh, when will Mr. Peters be back?
Well, I don't know. He didn't say, but me and Eb's partners, and if there's any business, why, maybe I could talk to you.
Has Mr. Peters found his horse yet?
No, he ain't, but he's got an ad in
I saw that ad, Mr. Winterbottom. That's why I'm here. That ad is money wasted. Yes, sir, absolutely money wasted. Look here. Mr. Peters offering $25 reward for his horse. Is that right, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, that's right, but I don't see
what... You don't see what?
I don't see...
That's just the point, Mr. Winterbottom. Just the point it is. You don't see. But Hector Q. Smith, the Bloodhound Sleuth, sees all.
Bloodhound Sleuth? Well, wasn't talking
to... You're right. Absolutely right. I'm a full-blown detective. Yes, sir, detective, but I've kept it a dark secret, a very dark secret.
Yes, but what's that got to do with Eb's horse?
Everything. In fact, more than that. For $25, Hector Q. Smith, the Bloodhound Sleuth, will guarantee to find the horse. How's that? How's that?
Well, I suppose it'd be all right if you guarantee it.
I'll do more than that. More than that. I'll guarantee it. But the money will have to be paid in advance. In advance, Mr. Winterbottom.
Well, now, if you want it in advance, you'll have to wait till Eb comes back. What makes you think you can find it?
Why, Mr. Winterbottom. Mm. When Buffalo Bill's favorite horse got lost from the circus, he called in Hector Q. Smith, the Bloodhound Sleuth, the first thing right off.
And did you find it?
And when Sherman was riding to the sea, it was a long, hot ride, Mr. Winterbottom. And when Sherman lost his horse, who did he call in? Who did he send for?
Who?
Hector Q. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He sent for him right away, the Bloodhound Sleuth.
Yes, but did you find him?
And when King Richard lost his horse and the enemy was closing in all around him, and the enemy was mad, Mr. Winterbottom. In fact, they were more than that, they were angry. There was King Richard, and they all looked lost, absolutely lost.
Yes, but Jim...
King Richard said, a horse, my kingdom for a horse. And who did he call in to find him a horse? Who was it, Mr. Winterbottom? Quick.
Why, you...
Yes, right again, Mr. Winterbottom. It was Hector Q. Smith, the Bloodhound Sleuth.
Yes, but did you find him?
Did I find him?
Yes.
Find him?
Yes, if you find him.
Find what, Mr. Winterbottom? Find what?
Why, all them horses.
Oh, yes, the horses. No, I didn't, but I'm still looking for them.
Goodbye, Mr. Winterbottom.